Hi, Charles. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Okay, so trying to prepping Sam for this, and he's a little bit nervous, so I'm giving him some really important things to remember when he does this podcast. So Sam, this is, you got a pen, right? You're gonna write this down? Okay. So this is what you need to remember when you do this.
Okay.
You need to be Sam. That's what it takes to do this, okay? That's
Got
it. That's it. You
it.
just be you. Did you write it down?
I didn't, but I'm writing it down right now.
Okay, that's all you have to remember to do what we do on these
Got it.
podcasts.
On
High
my hand.
five. You just got to be you, man. High
But
five.
I wrote it on my hand.
Are you writing on your
Yeah.
That's it, man. There's no, you don't have to practice anything. You just need to come with who you are.
Got it.
All right. Okay. So, why do
So,
you?
Charles, can we start now? Let me start here. Charles, do
Okay.
you think Steve Kornacki has slept in 4 days?
I don't know. No, he hasn't. Steve Kornacki is he's a robot. I think he's an android. That's why he can maintain as much energy as he's got. He loves his job.
He's on MSNBC. I think he's Sam's favorite analyst.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The other guy from CNN too. I
So
forget that.
who's better, John King or Steve Kornacki?
Steve Kornacki probably. He's got more firepower.
Yeah, oh, more firepower. Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay, so you're so why do you even know who this guy is?
I don't know. The election's been very interesting, so I've been like going between CNN and MSNBC. Yeah.
So what is interesting about the election? What is
I don't
the
know. Like, it's kind of like, well, I don't really want Trump to win at all, first of
Okay.
all. And also like all the like math and how close it is and all the stress, it's kind of fun for me at least. It's always been interesting to see all the numbers go up.
Right now, what Georgia's, it's about 10,000 votes difference in
So
Georgia.
wait, hold on. Let him get, give me the report, man. What's the report right now, Sam?
I think it's 1,906, something around there. I don't remember exactly.
Right, yep, I think it's right about 1902, I think, right now.
I was 4 votes off.
Okay. So David, your son just told me that his favorite part about all this stuff is the numbers and the stress. You're this is your fault.
It's totally my fault. It's totally my
What's
fault.
just the like about the election besides that?
Okay, here, let's, well, I got a
Charles,
couple
tell me.
topics I think we should chat about here that, 'cause Sam and I have been talking about,
Yeah,
okay?
totally. Let's go.
Okay, so Nevada, Sam, what do you think about
They're
the
so slow. They're like, are they sleeping or something? What are they doing? Like, Pennsylvania's just like zooming, and Nevada's just not even doing anything.
Sam, what is it? So pretend that you're an adult right now. What is a logical reason for why they're taking so long, man? What do you think?
Well, I guess they want to like make sure they count every vote. At least that's what I would think.
Okay,
But I
okay.
feel like they can do it faster. And I don't think they have any legal challenges holding them up, do they?
They have a couple legal challenges,
Not as much
but the
as.
people counting the votes are not affected by the legal stuff. They're just counting,
Yeah.
right? You know, they took the day off in Clark County today, I think.
Yeah, and they're still doing faster than Nevada is.
No,
What is it about Nevada? What?
Yeah, they took it off in Clark County, Nevada.
Oh, they took it out off somewhere else too. In
In Georgia, they went
Georgia.
in Gwinnett County, they
Gwinnett
stopped
County,
early
yeah.
tonight too. But these people have probably been counting nonstop.
Oh,
24/7.
totally, totally. And they probably took a day, they took time off to let Nevada catch up, maybe, huh? To
Yeah.
save face.
Right, here's where the ethical conflict comes from us, because usually we're real big in as our in our organization for, hey, take care of yourself, mental health, right, all of this,
That's right.
but not when you're counting votes, okay?
That's right. You shouldn't, there shouldn't be any breaks. There should be like shifts where people come in and take over for the people who are
That's
taking
what
a
they're
break.
doing here on like CNN and stuff. They're just
they're
having like a night shift.
Yeah, they have a night shift on the night shift. All the regulars went off, and Cuomo and John Lemon are on.
So John King can sleep.
Yeah, because he's a normal person, and like, Steve Kornacki's still going, I bet.
Yeah, he is. He's still there.
See, he's an android. He's like the friendliest android, but he's an android for sure. Okay, so that's okay. So Nevada's counting slow. Got it. Okay, that's something that we're all kvetching about. And the theory that I've heard is that because Nevada has a Republican governor, he does not want to oversee. Nope.
False. It's a Dem governor.
Oh, sorry. No, is it Republican Secretary of State?
Yes.
Okay. Because they have a Republican Secretary of State, he doesn't want to be responsible for giving Joe Biden his 270. That's what I'm hearing.
I actually am really pleased that Nevada has gone at the pace they have. I'm serious about this because, first of all, if they were counting fast, they would have been called. They would be called because Biden's going to pick up.
We're going to win the state.
Yeah, why is that?
Because all of the votes, almost the majority of the votes are coming from Las Vegas, and that's like so incredibly Dem. So besides like the teeny bits coming from rural counties, it's mostly going to be from Reno and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's going to go in the Dems' favor, especially with what you said today.
Yeah. So, let's say they did proceed at a regular pace, then Nevada would have been called by this point.
Yeah.
But here's why I'm pleased, because Pennsylvania is going to blow past them.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania is going to call, they're going to call it based on Pennsylvania. And to me, there's a wonderful thing, like just a human symbolism there for Joe Biden to have called on the basis of Pennsylvania, right?
Well, so let's go into that symbolism some more, because there's some heavy symbolism in two other states that are on the edge here for Joe Biden, and another one's Georgia. You want to talk about that county in Georgia and why it's important?
So in Georgia, the county that looks like it's going to give Joe Biden the lead is Clayton County.
Yeah,
on the far right, bottom right.
It's in Atlanta.
Oh.
No, the one on the far right is Chatham County,
that
which
one
is where Savannah
is. County.
No, they're done.
Oh, they finished?
Yeah, they finished.
Because it was at like 8% today.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Clayton County is in Atlanta. And I told you this in the car while we were going to swim practice for Sam. I said to Sam that Clayton County is the home of a famous...
John Lewis.
Who's that?
John Lewis.
Yep. Famous congressman John Lewis. That was his
civil
home.
Rights activist.
Yep. He led that march across that bridge.
Yeah, I know.
What was the name of that bridge?
It's like the John. It's Pettus. I forget the first name. But
very good, Edmund.
Pettus Bridge in Selma.
Yeah.
So Lewis has represented Clayton County for most of his all of his career in Congress. And so Gwinnett, there is this, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I've seen a few people reference this, that Gwinnett County, which is a much bigger county and has more votes in Atlanta, stopped counting tonight to allow Clayton to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah. And everybody else in Georgia has stopped counting, but Clayton is still counting tonight.
Wow.
We're still waiting for those results. They told us we'd come in an hour ago.
That's right.
That's really big. That's meaningful. And then the third state is Arizona. And
sure.
It's significant there because that's John McCain's state. And John McCain's wife played a huge role in Arizona coming around. And a lot of those voters swinging in Arizona. And it's just like this like kind of triumvirate of Joe Biden's state, John Lewis's county and state, John McCain's state. And it's funny because you take those three people and you look at their politics, and it's like the best of America from all across the spectrum. It really is. And if we want a view into who our better angels are, the type of leader that, that these three people were, and the folks that they brought along with them. This is a great way to end this election.
Yeah, totally. I love how you just said that. Lewis and McCain, two people passed away. I'm sorry, who was the third? Was it Biden, the third person?
Yeah. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah, Lewis and McCain, Democrat and Republican, but tremendous respect for the opposing party, right? Patriots, complete total patriots. And Trump couldn't stand both of them. Couldn't stand both of them because their ethos, their moral core was so hostile to everything that Trump is, right?
Yes. Yep.
So I want to explain this to Sam live right here. So.
Yeah.
John McCain was this senator.
I've heard of him, I think.
Yeah, you should. I'm sure you have. So he was also fought for the United States during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And then he was captured, and he
escaped, right?
He did not escape. No. He was given the ability to be released while he was a prisoner of war because he was the son of a well-known American leader. Mm-hmm. So they said, "We'll release you because we don't want to make the United States more angry. We'll release you." And McCain said, "You release all of us together or I'm not going." And he refused to go. All right. So McCain stayed as a prisoner of war for that time because he was like, "We're together. We're in this together." Okay. And Donald Trump, when he ran for president, said, "I don't like John McCain," even though they're in the same party. And they said, why could you not like him?" And he said, "Because I don't like people who served in the military who got captured." It was just horrible, horrible. And so McCain died about a year and a half ago, and his wife, Cindy McCain, who's still alive, very active, endorsed Joe Biden.
Democrat?
Yeah. No, she's a Republican.
But, yeah.
No, she's a real Republican. John McCain had asked Joe Biden to deliver the speech at his memorial service after he died. And so Biden spoke at McCain's memorial service, and Cindy McCain respects him so much, so she endorsed him. So, I mean, what do you think about like that notion of putting country over party? What do you think that means, Sam?
I mean, it's kind of what Obama and what I've seen from Obama and Biden versus Trump is more like, no matter what your party is, we're still gonna, it's like, I'm fighting for this country.
Yeah.
And no matter what, all the American people are important. And unlike Trump, who just hates anyone that doesn't like him. And I kind of think that, like, I don't know, like Biden, that he's trying to change things for all Americans and not just the people that support him. And he's fighting for all Americans. And I feel like a party shouldn't really define how you look at someone, more like their morals and what they're standing by, which is kind of why some Republicans don't even like Trump versus like Biden more. And it's, I don't know, but I would say that's what it kind of means.
Sure. That's really great, Sam. And I'm super proud of you, Sam, for the way you've been thinking about all this. I know, Charles, you've been talking with your boys quite a bit about all this too.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been on your side?
It's been a revelation, I think, just like what you're experiencing right now with Sam. And it's a lot in a very short period of time, actually. And a lot of their opinions are coming to the forefront in ways that I hadn't heard before. And it's, we talked about this idea of a voting renaissance, and it's bigger than that. You know, it goes bigger and deeper than that. And it's a lot, it hits us at home. It's really personal, and it's just, there are the seeds that were planted in 2018. We're seeing them flower right now, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Was it Dajan last night who kind of came on and he was like looking at the map with you for a moment.
That was Kaikea. Yeah.
Kaikea.
He's like, "Where are we at, Dad? What's going on? I heard about Michigan, you know?" I'm like, "Really? You did?"
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really, it's an unexpected point of connection here. Yeah. I mean, Sam is a really, both of our boys like yours are really thoughtful, quality human beings, but then you see them kind of become these civic citizens.
Yeah.
And that's really deep. Like that's like, whoa.
Yeah. I always told, I used to tell people that parenting is, cause I was, you know, I was a parent at 23.
Yeah.
And so I'd always be talking to my peers about parenting, and, parenting is the hardest test. It is the most difficult test that you will ever face as a human being. And one of the toughest parts about it is that you don't know how you did. You don't know how you did till later, until they're adults.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Hang on a second. Where's the mute button, Sam? Because our hero just came on, man.
Oh, did he?
Turn it up, Sam.
What that does to that statewide count. I have been monitoring the internet here. There's a live stream of the Delaware County.
He's smiling.
They shut the lights off a few minutes ago, so that's not a good sign.
Steve, I like to think that as America has been watching you for the last few days with your ears burned in their retinas, that your version of Steve Kornacki is some guy counting votes in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. You have been watching. That's who you have had your eyes glued on. But so Delaware, does that mean that Delaware County is not going to report out tonight, or we don't know?
That would be my guess. They have not count the dark.
Did they turn the lights off on Steve Kornacki?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get anything more out of Delaware County, which is where we are stuck here. Philadelphia, as you can see, the question there is, when is the next update and how much is going to be included in it? You know, we saw
yes, exactly.
Last one. We're also waiting. There are more votes in Bucks County. There are
yes.
more in Lehigh County. There are a ton more votes, by the way, 35,000 in Allegheny
Pittsburgh.
County. If you're
wondering Pittsburgh.
Why we haven't been talking about Allegheny County, it's because they're going to count those and report those out tomorrow. Well, I say tomorrow. It's Friday. They're going to later today, Friday. There had been an issue involving some of the ballots there, sort of for a legal reason. They couldn't count them today, so they can resume the counting tomorrow out there. But that's another big batch. If nothing is happening on tonight,
I don't know how he's able to keep from other speaking, right?
Yeah.
If they do, we'll see.
I don't know either. He's still lucid, man.
We are still waiting.
Yeah, he's just about done.
Philadelphia threat tonight. We are also waiting. Georgia, we've mentioned 1,700.
They just got 200 more votes for
one here, right? Where I think there's been a lot of suspense. Yeah. Is Clayton County overwhelmingly Democratic,
that's
sitting on a bunch of ballots? There was
1,700 now.
Okay. A few minutes ago here of literally dozens of ballots. They've done this a couple times tonight where they spit out, you know, 35, 50 votes, something like that. We just got one of those. That's the movement. That looks, when the margin is this close and we're down to this few places, we're looking for everything we can find. That's what you got recently out of Georgia, 1,709 votes, Trump's lead statewide. But obviously, we were wondering if there's sometime soon going to be.
Oh, because it was 1900.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. Oh, okay.
We have effect there. And again, we're in the early hours of Friday morning, so I might as well tell you we're starting to count down. By starting to count down, I mean we're about 8.5 hours away from there.
That's
a big update there that could be clarified. But for the immediate future, it's the city of brotherly love we're all waiting for.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, go ahead and put that in.
Steve.
Yeah.
What a guy, man. What a guy.
He's just going strong, man. Yeah, I gotta up my game, man.
In a different life, man, they could have been you, you know?
Totally. Oh, well, they brought out the night shift, as Sam said, for the CNN. And here comes six more white guys, right? Out and they're just getting nerdier as they go, right? And Lisa said, boy, they are nerding out tonight. And I'm like, it's so great. It's
true. Yeah, they're all just like, they're like, no one's watching, you know, it's fine. The only people watching are the people who like want us to talk these numbers and like up and down, left and right.
Yeah. Okay, one more thing. I wanted to get Sam's comment and then we can wrap up, okay?
Sure.
Sam, so you know that I like Kamala Harris, right. Senator Kamala Harris, right? Mm-hmm. What do you know about her? Like,
not much.
Not much?
Not really.
No, what do you think of her?
She's pretty awesome. It would be cool to have the first female vice president. So I'm glad that Joe Biden picked her. She's very fierce. She has a lot of energy and enthusiasm towards what she's doing. And she's pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you worked with her or something. So.
No, I wish I would have. Maybe I told him I worked.
Yeah, okay. This is really good. Yeah, Dad used to know Kamala Harris. That's what he's telling people at school, man.
Exactly. We are. She's just a little bit older than me. So, you know, we could have gone to school together.
Yeah.
Charles and I and two other folks we work with, two Audreys, went to see, you know both the Audreys.
Yeah.
You met him before, Adam. Yeah. Remember?
AJ and the other one.
And AJ and Audrey, yeah. AJ and Audrey. We went to California to see Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, kick off her campaign.
So that's when you met her.
Yeah, no, I didn't meet her then.
Okay, well, you took a picture with her.
That's when you guys had, that's when she invited you to her house, right? When you all met, right? David, when we all planned.
It's possible I told Sam that they invited us back to their house. It's possible I told him
this
that.
Is when you told her she should run for vice president with Joe Biden, right? That's what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, would you like to meet Joe Biden sometime, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Do you think you ever might?
I'll hit him up. Maybe we can.
I'll hit him up.
Yeah.
You know, one of us who's on this Zoom call has met Joe Biden personally and talked to him and had a little bit of a hug with him.
Was it you?
No, it was not me.
Oh, me?
No.
Oh, Charles.
Was it me? I like that. I like it. I mean, who knows, man? Joe Biden talks to babies and stuff, you know?
At least you don't cry when they see him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, you did pretty well, man.
Thank you.
See, no big deal. You just be yourself. Talk about what you care about, man. That's it.
What do you think about being like Carnacki?
I couldn't do that. Actually, I could. I don't need sleep. I just go off of.
You know what? That is the spirit. That's the spirit. That's the election season spirit.
So
that's what you need to succeed in at the end of 2020 is no sleep, especially if we're going to Georgia.
Yeah, you're going to Georgia.
Yeah, you heard me say that yesterday about going to Georgia, right?
You said it today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you want to go?
No.
Okay.
He's like, slow down, Dad. I'm just getting started in this thing. You can go to Georgia.
Totally. Yeah.
All right. Well,
this is the, by the way, it's 10:10 PM. Sam, what time are you supposed to be in bed?
10:30?
No.
9:30?
Yeah. 9:30. What are you going to do as a parent when your kid says, I'd like to stay up to pay attention to the election?
Yeah. When your kid says, I would like to stay up and talk to you about your work.
Exactly.
It's, you just do that. That's what you do.
Right. I mean, I know it's strategic on his part, of course, because he's like, you know, he's like, because it's about, do I have to talk to you? Okay. If that's what it takes to stay up, I'm cool with it. But you know, these don't happen too often.
It's mutual. It's mutual. It's, you guys, there's a strategy on both sides. You know, it's a trade-off.
By the way, Sam, what do you think of Russ Wilson?
So good.
Ask Charles what he thinks of Russell.
Well, what do you think of Russell Wilson?
I love Russell Wilson. I think he's going to be MVP if we're not for the season being canceled soon.
I wouldn't be surprised. We're having a good year, though, so.
I know. Look, we're going to win the presidency and the Super Bowl. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, man.
And someday the Mariners make the playoffs.
Never. No, I don't know.
Probably not.
Sure.
All right. Good talking to y'all.
All right, man. Thanks.
Have a good night. Sam, go to bed.
No.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye, Lisa.
She's not.
Okay. No. She doesn't know who Steve Kornacki is.
Take care.
See ya.